主席先生，和平利用核能是不扩散。
Mr. Chair, the peaceful use of nuclear energy is an inalienable right of all states parties by the Treaty Atoms for Peace and Development, is the common aspiration pursued by all peoples. Global Development Initiative, the Global Security Initiative, and a rational, coordinated, and balanced nuclear safety strategy proposed by Chinese President Xi Jinping have laid out the solid basis for China's participation in and promotion of peaceful use of nuclear energy. To give full play to the treaty's role in serving world peace and development in this new era, China believes that efforts should be made in the following aspects. Firstly, the right of all states parties, especially those of the Global South, to the peaceful uses of nuclear energy, something that should be safeguarded. All member states should support the IAEA to make the fruits of nuclear energy to be universally benefited by all, and actively support the implementation of the SDGs. All member states, especially developed countries, should increase assistance and support the Global South in the area of peaceful use of nuclear energy, focusing on the latter's actual needs. The international community should support the IAEA in strengthening the efficiency and effectiveness of safeguards based on the principles of fair, objective, transparent approaches, promoting the universality of the Comprehensive Safeguards Agreement and the Additional Protocol, refining the safeguards regime in order to address the new challenges in the field of nuclear nonproliferation. Secondly, nonproliferation of nuclear weapons and peaceful use of nuclear energy should be handled in a balanced approach. Any efforts to prevent nuclear proliferation should not undermine the legitimate rights of all countries, especially the countries of the Global South, to the peaceful use of nuclear energy. The international community should prevent politicizing peaceful use of nuclear energy through interference and restrictions to normal international cooperation. Some countries should abandon negative practices by drawing ideological lines in the name of nuclear nonproliferation, generalizing the concept of national security, using export controls as a tool to decoupling and severing the supply chain. China proposed a resolution on promoting international cooperation on peaceful uses in the context of international security on two occasions to the UN General Assembly, attaching the same importance to development and security and the need to advance nuclear nonproliferation and to promote the peaceful uses of nuclear energy in a balanced manner. The resolution aims to protect the legitimate rights of all countries in peaceful use of science and technology, including nuclear technology, and this fully represents the inner logic of the Global Development Initiative and the Global Security Initiative. Thirdly, efforts should be made to strengthen international nuclear security and ensure the strict implementation of nuclear security national responsibilities. Nuclear safety and security are the lifeline for sustainable, peaceful uses of nuclear energy. The international community should work together to adopt a fair, cooperative, and mutually beneficial international security system and build a community with a shared future for nuclear security rather than sacrifice the natural development and human health. Japan has unilaterally launched the discharge of nuclear contaminated water from the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant into the ocean, blatantly ignoring the marine environment, international public interest, and human health of the entire mankind. The international community should urge the country to properly handle the issue of Fukushima nuclear contaminated water discharge with a responsible and constructive attitude and cooperate to create an independent, effective, and long-term internationally monitoring arrangement with the substantive participation of its neighboring countries and other stakeholders so as to avoid any irreparable consequences. Mr. Chair. China is pursuing an active, safe, and orderly strategy in development of nuclear armament, and China has the largest nuclear power capacity under construction with the fastest development rate, and is also the first to deploy mass commercial operation of third-generation nuclear power units. China supports the central role of the IAEA in promoting peaceful uses and international cooperation of nuclear energy development. China actively participated in the first nuclear energy summit advocated by the IAEA. China attaches great importance to the TCF of the IAEA. As the second largest contributor to the TCF, China has actively provided technical know-how to the IAEA. Recently, we invited 10 countries from the Global South to visit China, injecting robust power to the nuclear energy development of Global South. China always prioritizes nuclear safety and security, faithfully fulfilling its international obligations, and we vigorously promote a community of shared future for nuclear safety. China attaches great importance to nuclear safety and security of nuclear facilities in Ukraine, and it clearly opposes armed attacks against nuclear power plants or other peaceful nuclear facilities and resolutely avoids man-made nuclear accidents, and we support the IAEA's role in playing a constructive role in promoting the safety and security of peaceful nuclear facilities. Recently, China has held the third plenary session of the 20th Central Committee, CPC Central Committee, and we are taking this opportunity to expand international scientific and technological cooperation, working with all stakeholders towards a world of peace and development by promoting nuclear energy and building together an open, inclusive, clean, and beautiful world that enjoys lasting peace, universal security, and common prosperity. Thank you.